This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Corky Aiken.
Hello, Jim. How are you today?
Hey, we've got a guest that is no stranger to, no stranger to any pro-life Catholics in central Indiana.
No, she's no stranger to the studio. She had you nailed right off the bat when we were walking. She said, Jim might go rogue a little bit. So, hi, Linda. Good to see you again.
Hi, Corky. Hi, Jim. Good to see you again.
This is Linda Kyle with 40 Days for Life, and they have their second event of the year coming up, September 27th through November 5th. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, let's just jump right in. What is 40 Days for Life?
So 40 Days for Life is an international peaceful prayer campaign that happens around the world twice a year, and it is people gather in front of abortion centers and pray for a conversion of heart of the abortion employees. They pray for a conversion of heart of the mothers to choose not to have an abortion. They also offer practical hands-on help to the women who are going in as an alternative for an abortion. So we can't just say, please don't do it. We have to say, please don't do it and let us help you. And we're going to help you not only throughout the pregnancy, but afterwards too.
Now you mentioned it's going on not only here in Indianapolis, but around the country, around the world. Always the same dates universally around the world, or do some 40 days occur here at the, and a couple months later, 40 days somewhere else? And how does that work?
No, it's the time is the universal. So it's always, there's always a spring campaign, and it wraps up right at the beginning of Holy Week. Mm-hmm. So it's, and then we have the fall campaign. And it usually starts somewhere around the close to the last week of September, but it always wraps up the Sunday before Election Day.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. In the spring campaign, we call it Lenten because in sometimes if Easter is early,
it can overlap.
It's not necessarily spring weather in Indiana. So we call it our Lenten campaign because spring, sometimes there's still snow.
Spring's
here.
A relative term.
Well, you know what? It started in Texas.
Okay, well, there you
so
go.
Yeah. Well, for Texas, spring is Lent.
So
you know?
I'm sure in Minnesota it's called something else entirely.
I'm sure they do call it something else.
All right, so twice a year, and we're coming up on the second for 2023, starting in September 27th. Now, this is something you've been active in for a very long time.
Yes, it is.
And what got you started? How were you drawn to this cause personally?
Well, when I started with the Gabriel Project, Eileen Hartman had actually already begun the 40 Days for Life campaign here in Indianapolis. And so I went out and prayed and just spent more time out there. And as Eileen slowly retired and I took over the Gabriel Project, 40 Days for Life sponsorship has always been part of the Gabriel Project here in Indianapolis. So it was part of assuming the role of executive director for the Gabriel Project. So.
Okay, and what is the Gabriel Project and how does that dovetail with this effort?
So the Gabriel Project is a nonprofit that ministers to women in crisis pregnancies. We have been around since 2004. We work through the Archdiocese, but we are not a part of the Archdiocese.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we operate throughout the churches with the blessing of the Archdiocese. And so the Gabriel Project, you know, ministering to women in crisis pregnancies goes hand in hand with praying for an end to abortion. And so we often will get calls from people who are out at the prayer vigil site, you know, asking questions or, you know, I met a mom and she needs some help. So that's what the Gabriel Project is here for.
And when you say help, does that mean like I need diapers? I need baby food. I need a reference for a doctor.
It can mean all of those. It also means that we will walk the pregnancy journey with her.
Okay.
So we are trained. Our angels are the ones who walk the journey with the mom, and so but that journey continues not only during the pregnancy but after the pregnancy too, for as long as the mom wants it to.
Sure. And is this typically somebody who has walked this walk from the other side before, or can anybody get involved from that standpoint? I would imagine that nobody just walks in and says, hey, I want to be one of these people. You kind of have to go through a little bit of a vetting process just to see if they're emotionally and spiritually connected at a level that needs to happen for that.
Right. And so usually the Gabriel Project works through the churches. So we have Gabriel Project parishes as opposed to one person joining the Gabriel Project. And the reason for that is because you have the gifts and benefits of all the people who are parishioners at a particular parish.
So you don't get just an individual, you get the whole team.
We are a parish-based ministry.
Got it.
That's very good. Now, for a long time, Gabriel Project was located not far from Planned Parenthood over on Georgetown Road or near Georgetown Road there. But a few years ago, I think there was a fire at that office, if I recall. And then maybe Gabriel Project didn't have a home for a while, and I know you worked night and day to find them a home, and you did.
Yes. So about 18 months ago, the Gabriel Project purchased a piece of property on Kentucky Avenue on the southwest side of Indianapolis, and we are working to get it renovated and converted into a pregnancy center.
And I know it started as a somewhat modest ranch house, and I know you had lots of plans for it.
So we are still working on those plans. I am actually at the point where I'm ready to submit my final drawings to the engineering firm that's going to oversee the construction for us. I will have them submitted before this airs. And then at that point, he will do all the drawings, and then once we are ready to send everything out to bid, we will focus very intensely on fundraising. We've actually started doing some fundraising now. But
now, what sort of improvements are you making to the property? What things are you doing?
Well, as far as the interior, there's not a lot that needs to be done. The kitchen and dining room area have been completely gutted, so we had volunteers come in and take out the kitchen cabinets and the appliances and stuff like that. The kitchen area and the attached garage, which was already refinished, that's going to be our resource center where we give away the diapers and wipes and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which we have been doing for 5 years over at St. Joseph's Church.
Okay.
Once mm-hmm. a week we do that. So, but we'll once we're done with the renovations, we'll bring everything over there. So we do need a little bit of modifications in the dining room area and the kitchen area. The one bathroom is going to have to be completely gutted and redone because it's going to need to be ADA compliant.
Sure.
The rest of it is really mostly just cosmetic work. The exterior is where it gets very expensive because the property was originally residential when we purchased it, and we had it rezoned to commercial. As a result of that, the house was on a septic system. So we have to get the septic system backfilled, which means, you know, you're talking like bulldozers and
sure.
heavy equipment. And so that's always more expensive.
Sure.
And then apparently the driveway for a residential is different than the driveway for commercial. So we're going to have to.
Yes, because commercial cars weigh more.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought we were just going to be able to expand the driveway, but we're actually going to have to apparently gut the driveway and then make a bigger driveway to allow for two-way traffic. And then we're going to have to put parking in the front and in the back. So think about parking, paving, asphalt, gasoline, petroleum-based products.
Sure.
And so the total cost of the renovations is going to run probably between $250,000 and $300,000.
Which certainly leads to the question, if someone wanted to help out, how would they do that?
They can reach me at linda@goangels.org. That's GOANGELS.org. Or they can call me. My number is 317-213-4778.
Now, you're going to be working with commercial contractors on this, but will you have need for individual, maybe carpenters, painters, gardeners?
Schleppers, cleaners, sweeper outers.
Absolutely. So the engineering firm is going to basically put everything out to bid. There are a couple of things that I know we're not going to have to pay to have done. There's some cosmetic work in the attached garage where we removed the paneling, so the wall needs to be kind of cleaned up and painted. So that kind of stuff, I'm looking for people who can do that. The smaller bathroom, we are going to basically just change out the lighting fixtures and remove the cabinets. So I need somebody to maybe come in and paint the cabinet that is going to stay. We're always going to be looking for people like that.
Cool. We were talking with Linda Kyle from 40 Days for Life and the Gabriel Project here at Faith in Action. And it sounds like things are ramping up and getting busier all the time, which is both good and bad. Someday we hope the need is no more, but while the need exists, the fact that you and the angels like you are out there knee-deep in this thing is proof of God's providence and love. We mentioned that the Planned Parenthood clinic on Georgetown still exists.
Yes, it does.
Thank God it's not doing what it used to do.
No.
How are you approaching them and still trying to circumvent what it is they're doing and drawing women away and more into the light of natural birth?
Great question, Corky. So we have been working for many, many years with the sidewalk counselors who stand in front of Planned Parenthood. And as the people are going in, they offer alternatives, other places to go to get their services. And they also offer information on alternatives to abortion. So women can reach out to us from, they give out blessing bags with little goodies for the mom and information on how the Gabriel Project can help. And so they continue to do that because the Planned Parenthood is still, while they are no longer performing abortions, they are still acting as a referral center for their locations in other states. They're also continuing to do their, what they call other services, their transgender services. And, of course, they give away.
You wonder how transgender fits into Planned Parenthood.
Well, it doesn't come from a sensible place to begin with.
Well, Planned Parenthood is actually an oxymoron, considering that Planned Parenthood's goal is to abort your babies.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Congratulations and thank God again for your courage. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk about more about the event coming up, 40 Days for Life in September. Kickoff events, organizations, and things like that. So here at Faith in Action with Jim Ganley, I'm Corky Aiken, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy. An interview with Father Trenton Rauch and his story on how Catholic radio influenced his vocation.
I was not struck by lightning and knocked off my horse. I had a lot of time driving in the car listening to the radio, and I just gotten to a point where I would prefer to listen to something that would be intellectually stimulating. And at the same time, I was learning about the faith, particularly the apologetics.
Catholic Radio, building faith, building vocations.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Corky Aiken, and our guest today, Linda Kyle with the Gabriel Project and 40 Days for Life. And Linda, I'm sure there is confusion with people hearing the news and all that's gone on with abortion and the kind of cutting of abortion on the with new laws and things that go into effect. So some people may think, well, they don't need me anymore.
Right. And that's really a misconception, because our Planned Parenthood is still doing referrals. So they're still having women come in and do the consultation appointments here in Indianapolis and also in their other locations. And then they're referring the women to their locations out of state where abortion is legal. And they're actually, they will give these women gas cards to get there. In some cases, some abortion centers are paying cost of hotel, cost of travel. So it's still critical for us to have a peaceful, prayerful presence in front of Planned Parenthood to raise awareness that just because most abortions in the state of Indiana have been eliminated, we're still fighting to keep them from happening in other states.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, the dates for the upcoming event are, again, are
September 27th through November
5th.
Yes. Thank you.
And that isn't just 40 days on a calendar where you say, hey, look, it's in the middle of the 40 days. There are actual events happening during this time.
Yes, there are. So our kickoff event, I'm really excited. We are going to have Ramona Trevino from the 40 Days for Life national team will be speaking at noon on September 27th at the vigil site. And the vigil site is located at 8590 Georgetown Road on the southwest side of, or on the northwest side of Indianapolis. And so Ramona previously managed a Planned Parenthood abortion referral facility in Sherman, Texas. And then in 2011, God answered some prayers and a public witness of the 40 Days for Life campaign that was going on in front of her center. And he moved her heart to have her leave her job and reclaim her walk with Christ. And Ramona's resignation from Planned Parenthood resulted in that center actually going out of business.
Yay!
Wow.
Amen. So, and besides that, Ramona's a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. I've had the pleasure of speaking with her at length several times, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful, God-fearing, you know, mm-hmm. loving woman.
Now, we're talking 40 days, 24 hours a day?
We actually, in Indianapolis, we don't cover 24 hours a day. We do 12 hours. It's usually 12 hours. So mm-hmm. we'll do like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., mm-hmm. Except on Sundays, we do noon to 7 p.m.
And now you don't expect people to come and volunteer for all of those hours, right?
Oh, if somebody wants to, they're more than welcome to. We are happy if people can make a commitment to come out 1 hour a week. So mm-hmm. choose the same hour every week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're also, I have a wonderful volunteer named Tiffany who is going to be sending out emails every few days. Tiffany will go in and look at the schedule and let us know where we have mm-hmm. vacancies and where we need people to come and sign up and then come stand out there on the sidewalk. And so if you don't want to sign up because you don't know what your mm-hmm. schedule is going to be, then Tiffany will be sending emails out to all of our 40 Days for Life participants two or three times a week saying, hey, for the next few days, we have a need here, here, and here. Mm-hmm. And we never want to have less than two people at the vigil site. And the more the better, because the bigger the crowd, mm-hmm. the more attention it's going to garner from the drivers mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. are going past.
Sure.
Now you deal with a lot of organizations at parishes, women's group, men's group, Knights of Columbus, in addition to individuals, right?
Right. And we have one Knights of Columbus group that does an overnight vigil every year during our fall campaign. And I don't have that information.
Are they local to the area?
They are local to the area.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
The Knights in general.
The Knights of Columbus are incredibly supportive of the Gabriel Project and 40 Days for Life.
I can guarantee you, I'm a past Grand Knight at my council, and we have helped purchase ultrasound machines, mm-hmm. and we have people who have participated in these vigils, as well as just all the various and sundry things that go into providing support for volunteers to do this. And now, is there any training that goes along with, or can you just show up and go with the flow?
So to participate in 40 Days for Life, we ask that you go online and sign the Pledge of Peace. And that is the only formal training. Mm-hmm. I do have an IT guy who will help people get signed up on the website mm-hmm. if they're struggling with that. And he is incredibly wonderful. Steve Martin from St. Monica's Parish is fantastic. So,
and that's www.40daysforlife.com?
Yes, or the local site is 40daysindy.com.
40days.org.
40daysindy.org.
Cool.
All right, we're talking to Linda Kyle with the Gabriel Project and 40 Days for Life coming up September 27th through November 5th right here in Indianapolis. And I don't know what I was going to ask you. At one time, people were asked not to bring their own signs, but to use the signs that are provided. Is that still the case, or has that changed somewhere?
No, I mean, we have plenty of signage, but then we have some people who like to make their own signs too. And as long as it's presented from a place of love and peace, mm-hmm. we're perfectly okay with you bringing your own signs.
Sure, because there can be passionate feelings that may just not well translate
yes,
to right. a sign from somebody else's personal individual interpretation. So
correct.
And I know there are some times when even children are involved in the prayers.
Oh, we love it when people bring their families and especially their young children.
Their little kids.
It makes a very profound statement.
It does. So what kind of people or what kind of impact has it had on the people, the community, the workers that in the past, what kind of success stories can you brag about?
So on several different occasions over the years, we've had people standing out there praying. A couple of years ago, we had a gentleman who was a truck driver. And he didn't understand what was going on, but he parked and came over and talked to some of the prayer partners and was just so moved. And I think he went out and got them all, like, you know, coffee. Mm-hmm. And he actually started joining the vigil. Mm-hmm. We've had other times where a woman has stopped and talked to them, and she has said, "I just want you to know how much your presence here means to me, because I was headed in here a couple of years ago to get an abortion," and she points to the back seat of her car and she says, "This is my child that I was going to abort, and I can't imagine my life without this child."
There you go. That kind of impact.
It sure does.
You cannot buy that. That is divine grace.
There is no dollar value on that.
Absolutely. So again, to volunteer,
they can go to either 40daysforlife.com or 40daysindy.org.
Now, one thing I would imagine that a lot of people listening right now think, that's a great cause. I should do that. But.
Mm-hmm. But it's so far away. Well, but I hear that a lot.
But I'm thinking that they're thinking of two things. They're thinking of the 60s with the people, you know, parading around chaotically with signs and banners and protesting and that sort of thing. And the other thing they're thinking about is, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable maybe to be there, and it is a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, that's a good friend of mine from St. Maria Goretti named Steve Alec, who is a big supporter of Catholic Radio Indy as well, and I know you probably know Steve, whose adoption story is pretty amazing of his little girl. He has been doing this for a very long time, and I asked him one day, what kind of negative reactions do you get? And he gave me a couple of stories. So I would imagine that without further information, people could imagine they're standing out there praying and someone's going to walk up and start screaming in their face. Now, I'm sure that's a possibility, but I got to believe that is not something that happens all that often, that it's mostly a stillness or a silence as people are confronted by this and they begin to consider what's going on.
The first time that I went up to pray at 40 Days for Life, I was amazed at how calming and peaceful it was. It's very cold on that corner, no matter what the temperature is. It's always cold there.
Right.
But it was so peaceful and so calming to me. And I was just amazed. And that has to be the power and the grace of God.
And that's something that you can't experience until you go out and do it.
Correct.
We've been mentioning that Linda Kyle, our guest today, is with the Gabriel Project. And I'm not sure on the air we have ever properly thanked the Gabriel Project. The Gabriel Project also was spearheading a Catholic radio station in Columbus, Indiana. Oh. And they worked diligently for years and years and years and spent a lot of money, a lot of effort, and it did not come to fruition. It was not able to get on the air and stay on the air. And so it went off the air. And the Gabriel Project, a couple of years ago now, gave Catholic Radio Indy the transmitter that they were going to use down there rather than just let it gather dust in a warehouse somewhere or you know,
sure.
sell it at a flea market or wherever you sell used radio transmitters.
Transmitters are us.
They gave it to Catholic Radio. And when they gave it to us, we put it in our back room, and at that time we had our 89.1, we had 90.9, and we had Anderson. And we thought, well, we'll just keep that because sooner or later, one of our transmitters is going to go down, and we're going to need that transmitter, and we'll just take it out there and swap it while we're repairing the other one. Well, that was the original plan. And in the meantime, we bought the station at Franklin, Indiana. And Franklin, Indiana right now is broadcasting with 1,150 watts and gets down to Columbus. It's not perfect reception in all of Columbus, but it gets down to Columbus. And we're going to take that transmitter. That transmitter is no longer in our studio building here. It's in the transmitter building down at Trafalgar. And within a matter of, two or three weeks, who knows, someplace very soon, we're going to have a new antenna there. And instead of 1,150 watts, we're going to have 4,000 watts. And that 4,000 watts will push that signal into Indianapolis further than it is right now. It gets to about 465, a little bit inside 465, but it will get much further into Indianapolis. And right now it gets to Columbus, but not all the way through Columbus necessarily. But it will when we get that transmitter, and that transmitter is capable of is courtesy of the Gabriel Project. So
they will have their station in Columbus, not just the way they thought they would.
They will.
Exactly.
We've got just a minute so here. I just wanted to do that. I'm not sure we've ever done
and
that.
This
on
has
the
been
air,
Story Hour with Uncle Jim here on Faith in Action.
Thank you, Jim.
We need to wrap things up here. We've been talking to Linda Kyle with the Gabriel Project and 40 Days for Life again. 40 Days for Life, September 27th through November 5th. And Linda, to sign up for volunteers, how do they do it?
They can go to 40daysindy.org and sign up, or they can go to 40daysforlife.com/Indianapolis and sign up.
Okay, as individuals, as groups, as parishes, as schools, whatever you want, your help is needed, and it's all for the pro-life cause. Linda, thank you very much for being our guest today. We appreciate all that you do for both the Gabriel Project and 40 Days for Life.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Corky.
You're welcome. God bless.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.